Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bezras Hashem, BPW, Shir number 143. That's Bais Pnimi, Shir for Women, Shir number 143. We're discussing the importance of having discussions with your husband together regarding the sexual intimate part of the relationship, which I know is not an easy thing to do. And sometimes delicate issues need to be discussed. Now, certain delicate issues, I guess you need guidance on how to go about it the right way. For example, if in your past there was sexual abuse, or if there's a current addiction, or viewing pornography, and things like that. And if it's still an ongoing issue, it's something that usually if you hide gets worse and worse and festers, and it has to be dealt with. And sometimes the healthier thing is to reveal it and bring it out in the open. Sometimes not, depending on the matzav. It's beyond the scope of a share like this, talking to a public, to know what the best thing is as a specific advice for specific people listening. But the truth be told is, even if it's not yet a decision to open up to your husband about it, there has to be a decision to go to a mentor or a trusted guidance, a Rav, Rebbetzin, or whatever that's wise and understands these things, to discuss the problem, to see how to go about it, especially if it involves prior sexual abuse that affects the current marriage or a current addictive thing that's going on, or pornography, which, like we said, unfortunately, is not just a male problem, although stereotypically it's known to be just a male problem because they're more visually oriented, but it became very much a female problem as well. And so it's very important to discuss it, if not with your husband, but certainly with someone that could help you through it and then see how to go about it. But usually these things that are hidden fester and come out, and usually the healthy thing is to bring it out and to open and deal with it and work through it. Now, that's all pertaining to those type of more serious issues where it's more complex and you may need first outside guidance, private, professional, competent outside guidance to see how to go about it pertaining to what to share with your husband. But a delicate issues that should be shared without a question are issues such as how weight affects the sexual intimacy, how hygiene can both affect sexual intimacy in a very strong way. And what we're saying here, we gave a like-kind share to the men as well. So you need to know that, so it's not just one-sided, obviously. There are well-meaning people that say things like, it doesn't matter if you're overweight, your husband will be rearing to go and he won't even notice. And to a certain extent, that may be true, but the reality is not so. The reality is both for men and for women, obesity is something that gets in the way of a healthy sexual relationship and a healthy emotional relationship. There's many, many that have reached therapists and Rabbanim, frankly, and basically they ask for help when their spouse is over 60 or 70 pounds overweight. And what should I do? You know, and sometimes the ones listening, their spouses, the husbands have these issues. And again, we talk to the husbands about this, how important that is. But regardless of whether you're the husband or the wife, the man or the woman, weight is tied to self-esteem. It's tied to having, affecting physical intimacy. It definitely does. And you could say all along, your husband should love you no matter what you look like, and no matter how you, and there's a truth to that, that they should be, there should be an unconditional feeling towards you and vice versa. But there's no denial. You cannot just let yourself loose and just be simach on something like that. It's something whatever you could do about, you need to do about. And don't say, I'm going to, you know, my husband should love me whether I'm 40 pounds overweight, 80 pounds overweight, or whether I look like and I don't take care of myself, and that's not how it goes. That's not derech eretz, and that's not the right thing. And that's not correct. Should there be overzealousness in focusing on the physical? Of course not. But to let oneself loose when it's not even healthy is not correct. Again, I will share something. It is true. With myself, I was for most of my life struggling because I'm an emotional eater with weight. And at periods of my life, I was over 50 pounds overweight, sometimes significantly so. And it did affect the intimate life. There's no question about it. Anyone who denies it is in denial. It affects it. And it's very, very important. It's not just for this. It's for just overall health and taking care of yourself. We are responsible to change. We're responsible not to make it our spouse's problem, but it's our own problem for what we have to deal with it. Our body is a begotten. Hashem entrusted us our body, and we need to take care of it. Does that mean that you have to become a bodybuilder? Does it mean that you have to be like the Yevanim in the Hanukkah story that only celebrated the body? No. But I recommend you read the book, Am I My Body's Keeper, by Michael Kaufman. He's 90 plus years old and exercises every day and talks about this in the midst of the Shema Tisnach Shesechem, which in the yeshiva world, it's very, very neglected, and it's technically an aveira. We have a chiyuv to take care of our... I didn't realize how important it was. And then when I realized it was, and it took time and prayer and siyata d'shmaya, I worked very hard towards getting myself to do that hishtadlis. Of course, health comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to do our hishtadlis. Anyone listening here, your husbands are overweight, then encourage them to listen to the shir that I spoke about to them. But for yourselves, if you are and letting loose, it does affect your health and it affects your marriage. And not to say it's easy always after a couple of children, and you know it's not easy in hormonal things, but it's very important to work towards that, taking care of yourself. It is unpleasant to be physically intimate with a spouse, a husband or wife, whether they're very overweight, whether they don't smell that great, because they don't take care of themselves hygiene wise. If they don't take a shower beforehand or deodorant or mouthwash and things before coming to bed, and it's an easy fix, be considerate of your husband that your bodies are fresh and clean when you offer them to each other physically. And that's hygiene. It's very, very important. You know, you haven't showered, don't expect, you know, and you lose that respect and you lose that distance. And you need, again, we often said, yes, it's true that you need an emotional connection in order to get to a physical connection, but the opposite is also true. Sometimes you need a jump start of an emotional connection by having initially a physical connection that opens up the emotions. You need both. So you take the showers and baths or whatever needs to happen before you're intimate, and that's part of the regular regimen of taking care of yourself before you're physically together and have that derech eretz for each other. The idea also of exclusivity, which we talked about a lot. You know, we had shiurim on emotional affairs and we had shiurim on those type of things. It's okay to care about people from the other gender in a general way or even in a specific way, in a normal, healthy, bus of a dumb type way of caring about, you know, the soldiers, caring about relatives that may be ill, caring about whoever it is that's in a matzav, an alman, you know, or a yasim, or whatever it is, from the opposite gender, it's a normal thing to care about people from the opposite gender. There's nothing wrong with it inherently, but one has to be careful because in a marriage connection, there's this exclusivity of a specific long-term one-in-one soul-to-soul as a one relationship that's unique to husband and wife, and that has to be exclusive and not connected to anyone else. So that's a very important insight. That's important to emphasize. The idea is to always try to stay connected, body to body, heart to heart, neshama to neshama. And all the things about foreplay and afterwards, the kissing is important. Talk to each other what you enjoy about how to go about it, and you work with each other about it. We talk to the men on the men's side because very often once they do their thing, they get very, very tired, and then they are, you know, they sort of move away from it. And we encouraged on the men's side to stay focused and continue to be intimate with their wives, with the afterwards as well, holding each other and talking to each other and expressing appreciation towards each other and so on and so forth. And it, don't be shy about it. You discuss to your husband what you need, both in the foreplay and the afterwards. And it's his achrayus, and we talked about it on the man's side, to overcome the natural tiredness that sometimes could come over him, and to be fully engaged, and then take his focus to have him make you feel good, whatever it is that would make you feel good. So that's very, very important. To that, he needs to understand, and you need to speak clearly. And again, here is where it is tzinius, and don't worry about if it's not coming across clearly. You have to be more clear, despite the fact that you may think it's not tzniistic. Later, when you get each other fully, then you want to talk more code language, fine. But very often, this code language leads to confusion. You don't even know, can't figure out what you mean. So you have to be very, very clear. The idea of some people not orgasm is important to them. Sometimes it's not. Some people experience it often, sometimes not. It should never be an end in and of itself. And very often it's not healthy to even be a focus. What one needs to realize in a realistic way, it's easy to experience or it's not so hard to experience, beautiful. And if it is, there's so many, many aspects of the sexual aspects of it that have nothing to do with orgasm that they could be extremely satisfied with and create a tremendous amount of pleasure for. With each other, with the cuddling, the kissing, the touching each other certain ways is every bit as satisfying and even more than the thrill of the climax. So this concept of always climaxing and all that is not a healthy thing to hyper-focus on that. There's the then gentle aspects, that are very important. The idea of appreciating each other and talking to each other about this, to allow the emotional stage grow with the physical aspects of things, and to work with each other together with it. Sometimes you may want different types of sexual activities, different nights. Most people dislike the rushed type of sex. Sometimes it's important, it's necessary. Sometimes you both would enjoy something to be like a quick thing, and you both decide on it and you do it, fine. But there are times where people would dislike it, and especially women don't like it because they're not ready and it takes more time for them. So the idea is if you work together with it, very often, when it's needed, sometimes it's needed. Sometimes you're both very tired, but you're alert enough where you should have relations. You missed a few nights already, but you decide, let's start out a little early and let's finish a little early and a little quicker. That's fine. But the idea of sometimes really working through to be as rested as possible, so that there should be enough time and that there should be satisfaction with each other. And so that's very, very important. So you mutually agree upon what type of sexual activity you're going to have any particular night, and you work through it with each other. So you know in advance. The idea is to keep at it. The important thing is, we talk a lot on the men's side to make their wives feel secure and safe and accepted and appreciated and loved. This may be surprising for some women because they feel a masculine person, a man is tougher, they don't really need these things. And some men may not, but very often men have this softer core in them that they hide from most people, but for their wives, sometimes they hide it from their wives too. But it may sound strange, but a lot of men need to feel safe and secure as well. And the woman could provide that safety and security for them. It sounds very counterintuitive, right? Because it's really the other way around that's supposed to be. The man is supposed to protect the woman, supposed to make her feel secure and her accepted and so on and so forth. And that's the regular mode of things. But there's many times where things turn around, it goes both ways, and he feels vulnerable, and she could provide that safety for him and that acceptance for him and forgiving acceptance of himself that you provide for him and appreciation for him and hold him and let him be vulnerable that way and help him be heard and help him be encouraged. Again, all these things we talk to the husbands, of course, to provide that for their wives, but it seems counter, the normal way. But very often a wife could provide that role for their husband when they're in that vulnerable state and provide that which normally goes the other way around, and provide that safety and security. And it could be really a true refuah for a husband. If it's done the right way, it could be the tremendous refuah for the husband, a healing for the both of them, actually. So that's a very, very important to understand that part of it, and to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture and into the intimate life, and to recognize and have a karas hatayiv. It's very important to have a karas hatayiv. We don't talk about this much. It's not written in Sfarim that much, this idea, because we talk about a karas hatayiv with everything, but this aspect, of course, it's not something that's going to be printed anywhere or everywhere, but it's important in a shiur like this to recognize that. Have HaKaras HaTayiv for the sexual intimate life. Don't take it for granted. Have HaKaras HaTayiv to your husband for providing for you that sexual closeness and emotional warmth and that physical closeness and sexual pleasure. And appreciate it and thank your husband for it. Of course, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the source of everything that provided you, this husband, for you. For this, for everything else in life too, of course. But for this too, this is not something to be neglected. There's HaKaras HaTayiv here, that with an expression of it, it grows and enhances this particular area of life that spreads through the life of the rest of the marriage. So that is the idea. The idea of that Hashem created husbands and wives to be different, but to connect with one another in a very special way. And it's so, so important to recognize that. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that this area of life should be healed and improved and helped. Hashem should help them, all Jewish couples, all husbands and wives, in all areas of their lives, including this area, which is understandably not discussed much, but needs to be discussed in the proper way, and to really treasure each other this way and not take anything for granted. And may this be a source of healing and growth and ahava that will spread through the rest of the marriage and from home, to every home in Klal Yisrael. And to wish on everybody to have a beautiful marriage, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. Bracha v'atzlacha.